You won't forget.
I won't forget.
You must be careful.
I know.
See my wife, Carol. Explain to her that I didn't run away, that I wasn't afraid. Tell her I had the money, was coming back. I'm worried about the mortgage I paid. I don't trust Barkow.
Then the man lay silently, breathing deeply, hoarsely. For the first time in 3 days, he was conscious and aware.
Take care of him, Rafe,
he continued, rising up slightly.
I got to trust you. You're the only chance I have. Dying ain't bad except for them. And to think, a whole year's gone by, anything may have happened.
You'd better rest, Rafe said gently.
It's late for that. You done me in this time. Why'd this happen to me, Rafe? To us?
Karadec shrugged his powerful shoulders. I don't know. No reason, I guess. We were just there at the wrong time. We took a drink we shouldn't have taken. The old man's voice lowered.
You're gonna try tonight?
Rafe smiled then.
Try.
Tonight we're going ashore, Rodney. This is our only chance. I'm going to see the captain first. Rodney smiled and lay back, his face a shade whiter, his breathing more gentle. A year they'd been together, a brutal, ugly, awful year of labor, blood, and bitterness. It had begun that year one night in San Francisco, in Hong Kong Ball's place on the Barbary Coast. Rafe Karadec was just back from Central America with a pocketful of money, his latest revolution cleaned up and the proceeds in his pocket and some of it in the bank. The months just passed had been jungle months, dripping jungle, fever-ridden and stifling with heat and humidity. It had been a period of raids and battles, but finally it was over, and Rafe had taken his payment in cash and moved on. He had been on the town, making up for lost time. Rafe Karadec, gambler, soldier of fortune, wanderer of the far places. Somewhere along the route that night, he had met Charles Rodney, a sun-browned cattleman who had come to San Francisco to raise money for his ranch in Wyoming. They had a couple of drinks and dropped in at Hong Kong Ball's dive. They'd had a drink there, too, and when they awakened, it had been to the slow, long roll of the sea and the brutal voice of Bully Borger, skipper of the Mary S.